Prayer will be offered by the chaplain of the Senate. Today's chaplain is Reverend Peter Smith, Hope Valley Community Church, Red Hill, Pennsylvania. Please rise.
I'm truly honored and humbled to be here today. I'm blessed to have Stephen Curley and my 18-year-old son, Nick, here with me today. Honored and blessed to be with each of you here and to be able to bless the government of Pennsylvania and this Harrisburg State Capitol. I'm thankful to be invited by Senator Bob Mensch from the 24th District. And before I pray, Stephen Curley, at the end of my prayer, he has a shofar horn that he's going to blow at the end of my prayer, and it's an instrument of prayer and blessing. And so we want to bless the Pennsylvania State Government here today through this prayer and through the shofar horn. So let's pray. Father God, today we pray God's peace and blessings over all Pennsylvania governmental seats, over all Pennsylvania government officials, over all Senate and House representatives and their staff and their families. Father, release Philadelphia's destiny as a city of brotherly love over the state government today, that the government of man would operate with a brotherly love from heaven. Father God, you are the wisdom of heaven, and today we decree and declare that the wisdom of heaven is coming into all government seats of Pennsylvania to create legislation and to make laws that will release righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit over this land. Today, your name is righteousness and justice, and we come up into God's throne, and we ask you, Father, to drop the plumb line of righteousness and justice over all governmental seats in the state of Pennsylvania today, over all local governmental seats, all county seats, all state seats, and all federal government seats. Align the state of Pennsylvania and align our nation with righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Today, we decree and declare that God's throne is above all other thrones and all other seats here in Pennsylvania. Today, we decree and declare that everything that can be shaken in the Pennsylvania government will be shaken. We agree that we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. Today, we decree and declare that the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, and the Lord is our king. Isaiah 33:22. It is he who will save Pennsylvania and our nation. Today we acknowledge that the government of man is imperfect, but that the government of God has everything we need to live in righteousness and justice. Today we decree and declare that the wisdom of earth is imperfect, but that the wisdom of heaven is what is needed in this hour. We call on the wisdom of heaven to guide all legislation for the state of Pennsylvania. Today we call on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to come and to rescue us. We bless Israel and pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for the peace of God to reside over Pennsylvania and over all of America. O Pennsylvania, if you will humble yourselves and pray and seek the Father's face, if you will repent of your sins and turn from your wicked ways, then the Father will hear from heaven, will forgive your sins, and will heal the land of the Holy Experiment of Pennsylvania. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Father God, your name is the cornerstone. We decree and declare that the foundation of the state of Pennsylvania is the precious cornerstone for a sure foundation. The one who trusts in him will never be disappointed. Isaiah 28:16. Father God, your name is a wall of fire. Today, be a wall of fire around our hearts, around the 67 Pennsylvania counties, around all Pennsylvania government districts, and around the boundaries of the entire state of Pennsylvania. Father, let your glory come and dwell inside the wall of fire you establish over this state of Pennsylvania. Today we decree and declare that the Pennsylvania State Government of Earth is aligning with the host of heaven to bring about the purposes and destinies of the Father's heart for Pennsylvania and for our nation. Today we acknowledge that the state of Pennsylvania has been in the past and will be in the future a holy experiment from the hand of God to inspire this nation and to inspire the nations of the earth, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God as the waters cover the sea. We decree and declare that the righteous sons and daughters of William Penn's holy experiment are rising up here in these governmental chambers and throughout the state of Pennsylvania. Today, on this October 24th, 2016, that aligns with the last day and the greatest day of the Hebraic Feast of Tabernacles, we are reminded of Jesus' declaration in John 7, verse 37. On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him." By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who had believed in him were later to receive. Today we ask that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, will give the governmental leaders of Pennsylvania the spirit of wisdom and revelation to know the Father God better. Today we bless the capital of Pennsylvania, and we bless all government business that will be done today, and we pray for righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit to prevail in all legislation considered today, through the remainder of this legislative term, through Wednesday, and through the next two-year legislative term. Father God, be glorified through the state capitol and through the continuing holy experiment originally established here through William Penn on March 4, 1681. Today we decree and declare that the holy experiment of Pennsylvania will be fully unlocked, that this holy experiment will come into the fullness of the Father's purposes and destiny for the state of Pennsylvania to rise into its chosen destiny. Today we decree and declare that the fullness of God's purpose for the righteous root of the holy experiment of Pennsylvania is being fully unlocked and fully restored on this 335th anniversary of the land grant of Pennsylvania. And we pray all these things in the powerful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and in his name we pray, amen.
Please be seated. The chair thanks Pastor Smith, who today is a guest of Senator Bob Mensch.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today it's my honor to introduce our Senate guest chaplain. Pastor Peter Smith is a regional leader in the prayer transformation movement in Pennsylvania, and he is the Eastern State Leader with the Pennsylvania Apostolic Prayer Network, and he oversees 22 Eastern Pennsylvania counties. He's the founding pastor and senior pastor of the Hope Valley Community Church in Red Hill, Pennsylvania, which happens to be literally right next to my district office. He founded the Transformation Prayer Network in the Upper Perkiomen Valley in 2004, and he is a transformation practitioner. Pastor Smith lives in southeastern Pennsylvania with his wife Julie and their teenage son Nick and daughter Madison. Nick is here with the pastor today. He's seated in the gallery. Nick recently graduated from the Pennsylvania Cyber School. He now is involved in a business, his own business, doing website design. And shortly he'll be enlisting in the United States Navy, where he would like to pursue a career with the Navy SEALs. Joining Pastor Smith is also Mr. Stephen Curley, who is a 64-year native of Pennsylvania and Montgomery County resident. He happens to be my neighbor in Marlboro Township. He's been married to his wife, Suzanne Curley, for 42 years. They have four children, Aaron, Nathaniel, Luke, and Benjamin. Stephen is a 1970 graduate of East Stroudsburg State University and has taught in the Quakertown Community School District as a phys ed teacher for 40 years. He also coached football, wrestling, and track and field. Steve served as a PIAA track and field official for over 30 years, and he is now enjoying retirement. Stephen has been co-leader of the Third Haven House of Prayer at Hope Valley Community Church in Red Hill, Pennsylvania, for 3 years. He's been a member of the Hope Valley and an elder for 10 years. So, Mr. President, please join me in extending a very warm Senate welcome to Pastor Smith, his son Nick, and their guest, Stephen Curley.
Would the guest of Senator Mensch please rise and be welcomed by the Senate?